Chapter 6. I want to speak to Sebastian, Herr Sesemann said. The two men went to the library. Tell me about the ghost, Herr Sesemann said. I saw it opening the door. It was small and white. It opened the door. It went out into the street, Sebastian said. Send for the doctor. I want him to stay here tonight. We will stay up to see the ghost, Herr Sesemann said. The doctor and Herr Sesemann sat and waited for the ghost. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. What was that sound? The doctor asked. It was the front door. Someone was opening it, Herr Sesemann said. The two men went to look for the ghost. It is not a ghost. That is Heidi, Herr Sesemann said. He walked towards her. Heidi, what are you doing? He asked. She is sleepwalking. There is something wrong, the doctor said. Heidi woke up. Where am I? What is going on? She asked. You are very ill. What were you dreaming about? The doctor asked. I was dreaming I was at home. I was in the mountains. I was with my grandfather, Heidi said. Go to bed. You will not get up again tonight, the doctor said. The two men waited for Heidi to go back to bed. What is wrong with her? Herr Sesemann asked. She is homesick. She dreams about the mountains and tries to walk there. It is making her ill. She needs to go back to the mountains. She will get better there. She will not sleepwalk or be sick, the doctor said. I will send her home tomorrow, Herr Sesemann said. Heidi was very happy when Herr Sesemann said, You are going back to your grandfather. Clara was very sad. She packed Heidi's things. She put everything into a big trunk. Clara put the book her grandmother gave Heidi in the trunk. She put lots of nice clothes in the trunk. She gave Heidi bread for Peter's grandmother. Goodbye, Heidi. I will miss you, Clara said. Sebastian went with Heidi. He was taking her home. He gave her the straw hat he saved. Heidi was very happy. They went on the train. Sebastian said, Goodbye, Heidi, when they got to the mountains. He gave her a parcel. It was for her grandfather. Heidi went up the mountain on a cart. The cart took her trunk to the village. Grandfather will come to get my trunk from the village, Heidi thought. Heidi walked up the mountain. She went to see Peter's grandmother. Peter's grandmother was sitting in her house. She was very sad. She missed Heidi. Heidi brought her the bread. There were lots of white rolls. Peter's grandmother was very happy. I missed you, she told Heidi. She was so happy. I will come back tomorrow, Heidi said. She went to see her grandfather. He was very happy that Heidi was home. He cried and hugged Heidi. he picked her up and sat her on his knee. "I will tell you everything that happened in Frankfurt," Heidi said. She gave Grandfather the parcel when she finished her story. There was a letter. Grandfather read the letter. He put it in his pocket. He didn't tell Heidi what the letter said. The parcel had lots of money in it. It was money for Heidi. Grandfather put it in a cupboard. Heidi drank milk with Grandfather. She was happy to be home. She heard Peter outside. She went to see him. Peter and the goats were all happy to see Heidi. Heidi went home and went to bed. Grandfather kept checking on her all night. He was very happy that she was home.